Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
When you play late in the other tournament to go straight away to another one. But at the same time, you gain confidence by making the final. So I feel ready. I had 2 days of practice. I'm feeling quite well on the court. Normally, I like this court here. Especially last year was pretty fast. So this year seems fast too, but I didn't play on center yet. But I like Miami, ready to play, and hopefully can play good tennis.
Please introduce yourself.
Sure. Oh, thank you so much. Hey, Daniel. Adam Ross, Florida Tennis. Welcome back. I'm sure you have great memories here. So we've asked a lot of tennis moms, you know, what it's like being a mom playing tennis and the work-life balance. So now I got to ask you, your father to a daughter, I think, in 2022. A couple of questions. How do you manage the work-life balance, and how has it changed you as both a person and a player? Thank you.
Yeah, as a player, I don't think it changed me, to be honest. So, yeah, but hopefully helps me mature a little bit. Many times I'm still immature on the court, but I feel like I'm improving slowly every year. And that's, you know, that's my goal. In life, hopefully, yeah, that made me more mature also, you know, more responsible. It's a big, yeah, big responsibility for sure to be a father. And how do I balance it? It's not easy with tennis because, you know, if you want to see your daughter a lot, then your wife has to sacrifice a lot because she has to travel with the baby. And many times it's her taking the plane and not me. And playing with the baby is not that easy. I've done it a couple of times. She's done it 10 times more than me. And so, yeah. It's as you say, this balance of sometimes my wife sacrifices some of her time and energy to come to the tournament with the daughter. Sometimes it's... you know, me, I have to practice less somewhere, or maybe on the, even during the tournament, try to, you know, find the time where before I would be like full tennis mode. Now I need to find the balance to see my daughter also. Otherwise, it's not a good life, I would say. And I'm just trying. I feel like I'm doing well, but I'm always trying to find this balance.
Hi, Michelle Kaufman from the Miami Herald. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Can you just revisit a little bit last year? You know, what do you think went so well for you? What do you like about this tournament? I mean, it's different, just even the location, how it is now with an F1 track around it, and it's very different from how it was in Key Biscayne. What is it that you like about this tournament? Why do you think that you did well this here last year? And then I want to ask a second question, which is... Your rivalry, I guess, are just the battles with Carlos, you know, and he obviously is back to where he was, and you know, can you just talk about him last week in Indian Wells? Thank you.
Yeah, so I start with the second one, Carlos. You know, I think honestly in Indian Wells, I think the court like suits him really well. I don't want to say best court, you know, for his game, but it suits his game very well. The everything around in the small, I would say, tactical details. And you could see, you know, he beat a lot of good guys quite easily there in 2 years. Two times champion. I played him both times in the final. It was tough. You know, first set I was kind of there, but then second set he raised his level just a bit more and I couldn't catch up anymore. Here is a different court. Last year was pretty fast, so I think if I manage to meet him, it could be maybe a bit easier for me to handle his game, even if it's tough all the time. And yeah, I remember very well last year. Well, first of all, I like Miami as a city, so always happy to come back. You know, I like the energy. It seems pretty chill energy, but at the same time, you know, you can go good restaurants, good music, stuff like this. So I'm always very happy to play good here. Like this, I can stay here longer before going home. And last year I was just in great confidence, playing well, beating great opponents. That's why I want to try to continue this year.
Hi, Bertrand Lagacherie, L'Équipe. Knowing that Nadal and Djokovic aren't there, but focusing on the people here, the players here, can we say that this tournament is a kind of vision of the future?
Maybe. I think it's by far not the first tournament where both Novak and Rafa are not playing. I think basically last year was the same in Miami and Indian Wells. But for sure now we have at this moment, you know, Carlos and Yannick, they took good control of the circuit since some time. You know, I'm trying to catch them here and there. In the finals, didn't work. Got Carlos in the semis in US Open. I got Yannick in the final, but it was two times, but it was before he started playing unbelievable. But you know, for me, it's always a good challenge when we have these young guys coming up. It makes you only better, and the more I will play, the more young guys will come, and the more I will try to adapt my game, and that's what I'm trying to do right now since the start of the year, and that's what I'm going to continue trying to do.
Daniel Pullman, person from the ATP website. I have a question about playing offensively and defensively. Mm-hmm. You're a guy who can do both very well. I think in tennis, one of the great cliches is hearing a player saying, oh, I turned the match around because I started playing more aggressively. Can you speak to when it makes sense to play defensively? Maybe like you did against Nuno at the Aussie Open. And do you think playing good defense gets a bad rap, that it should be recognized more?
Well, I think it's in every sport it's the same. When you play defensively, people want to see the shot. So they want to see offensive shots. And that's why as soon as Carlos came on the tour, he gained a lot of fan base because he crushes the ball. Then the question is that I always say, I could do it, but I think I would not have the results I had in my career. And for me, the result is the most important. It's more important than to let's say, be beautiful on the court. But for Carlos, it doesn't work this way. That's the way he plays, and that's the way it works. So it kind of is a benefit that it's this game that, you know, gains fans, gains attention. But in general, I would say when it could be very like good to play defensively, yeah, I think, you know, sometimes you would play offensively, but you feel like some guys like it, like me sometimes, even when the other guy is offensive, you know, goes to the net, I like it, I can pass him here, there, I can make him miss. And then suddenly he would play defensively and, you know, I will for sure recognize it straight away and try to adapt. But sometimes it can throw you off because you're like, okay, what do I do? For one set and a half, I was winning, I was playing defensively, and now I cannot do it anymore because the other guy started playing defensive. And I think that's how it works sometimes, and that's why tennis is such a beautiful sport. When people and players can mix it up, it's, in my opinion, even more beautiful, yeah.
Hi, Daniel. Stephanie Liberty, tennis.com. When players compare Indian Wells and Miami, the conditions come up a lot, the court surface comes up a lot, but now players are also mentioning the difference in the balls going from Penn to Dunlop. I'm curious, have you felt the difference in your practices and what you have to do to adjust on top of everything else that you're adjusting to?
Yeah, I think it was always different. The thing is that I would basically think with the weather change from Indian Wells to Miami, you put the same court, same balls, it's probably going to feel super different, and everyone is going to be like, no, it's not the same balls and not the same court. So it's not easy with us tennis players. Every small detail can have a big impact, sometimes on your body, sometimes on your mind, on your tennis, and you start questioning even more this balls, this court, this, that. But it's true that the change is big, so that's why first round is always so important, because you have to, you know, you play a great opponent and have to straight away win, and probably not going to feel your best in the first match. As I said, last year they made the court faster. I liked it. Some people didn't. That's normal. Balls, I feel like this year, I mean, it was already last year, the Dunlop, they get so fluffy. And here I feel the same. Like when we go and practice 10 minutes and the balls are like, ooh, so big, so tough to like make them go through the court. But because court is fast, I feel like it could be a good mix in a way. The worst is when these balls played on slow courts. It's unbearable in my opinion, but yeah, you know, conditions change from week to week and we have to adapt to it.
Last one.
You know, I believe your nickname is the Chess Master. You love chess.
New chess, yes.
You're a supreme technician on the court. First of all, how do you develop that ability to problem solve in the moment? And is that what makes you the great player that you are, at least one of the attributes, your ability to seize the moment, understand the moment, and change your tactics as needed? Thank you.
Yeah, I think that's what I understood this year, that for me it's more of a feeling than, let's say, I cannot explain what I do. So during the match, I will feel, okay, I'll, like stupid example, Tommy Paul, we played, I had my tactic. It didn't really work, and during the match I started to mix it up a little bit, and then I found some things where I thought, oh, okay, maybe this could put him in trouble and he could still win, and it was tough, but I found some shots that would be more safe for me and where he would not be able to make a winner. But I wouldn't be able to explain it with words very well. I more feel it, and that's why I'm not sure if you can develop it or not. Me, the way I was since I was young, and that's how my daughter is so far. Many people around me, my parents, my coaches, could tell me many different things. But till I found it out myself, like I could believe, yeah, the forehand, you can play, you need to play spin, whatever. But till I myself, I would be like, okay, I hear what you say, I'm going to try. But if it doesn't work, I'm going to go my own way. And that's how I do, and that's how I developed this problem solving, because I was always doing everything my way. Like people can say me this, that, but I would go my own way. And yeah, as I say, same with my daughter. I tell her, I try to help her, and she's like, I'm gonna do it my way. I'm like, good for you, I like it. So yeah, that's how I developed it, but other people, they can do other things, I guess.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Best of luck out there.
Thanks.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.